Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan, which, let's see, 1 week from the opening day of the PCS show is opening day of Padres season.
Hey.
Of baseball season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. You'll hear them all in the fan
that's
right here.
That's a shame because there's going to be so many people not at the game.
No, they're going to go to the show. They're going to go to the show. And as soon as they're done, they're going to go to the game.
No, it's a week. It's a week after.
Oh. Yeah, week after the PCS show.
It's Thursday after.
Yeah, Padres moved
Thursday the 26th.
See, I had a talk with them before. I'm like, we're going to move the show into town. They're like, no problem.
Thursday after.
They got it.
It's open day of baseball.
Nice of them.
Good guys. Pretty exciting.
Real good guys.
Although I am, I am excusing myself Thursday after, or Friday, Saturday afternoon, I'll be there the entire start, about three quarters of the way through, and then I'm sneaking out. We're going to go see the Savannah Bananas when they're at the at Petco Park.
Petco Park.
Yeah.
They are selling those games out.
It's crazy.
Yeah, from what I hear, that is like the ultimate experience.
Yeah, we went last year and the boys are just like ecstatic about it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
no, they can't wait.
Having a good time.
So you actually can get away from your booth then during
the
show.
Seminar.
He's
got people.
Oh, see?
Let's Rick
go.
Is going to a seminar.
Yeah. That's good information. Yeah. Very good information. Saturday at noon will get you up there.
Astute on your part, my friend.
There you go. We've been bugging for years.
Well, we're having such a good time, and we're giving away a great prize today to one lucky caller or texter.
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, how about this? Just like Pete said, one lucky caller or texter. You decided. Basically, how it works is we take all of the phone calls that made it on the air. We take all the texts that made it on the air. We're going to pull a potential winner from each side, then flip a coin at the end of the show, and then that coin is going to decide whether the winner comes from the caller or the texter side. One lucky person is going to win a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. It's the Fantail Pro. This is a matte tortoise frame with a green mirror 580 glass. It's their highest end pair. Plus, you're going to get two tickets to come enjoy the PCS show this Thursday through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, when's Ricky going to do the seminar?
Saturday at noon, I thought.
Oh, is that? We'll see about that.
It should be easy to get out of your booth Saturday at noon.
Trust me.
It's not like it's going
to
be busy.
Yeah, that me leaving early Saturday to go watch this event, I didn't go over everybody, with the rest of the boys, but, you know.
Well, I'm sure they'll do fine.
Sneaking out, yeah, for sure.
Let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. They are literally
packed
full.
You want to get through 833-288-0973. Jeff is standing by.
Mike in Redondo Beach is joining us next on Let's Talk Hookup. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody this morning? Great show.
Good.
Thanks, buddy.
Awesome. Hey, OC show was great. By the way, I love the indoor-outdoor, know. It's not all packed into, we've all been to that show. We love that show. But I love the indoor-outdoor feel of the fairgrounds. You got to explain me something, right? 2 years ago, I took a friend, and we wandered into the Turner booth, and they got, a Penn VASF, then a free rod, then Berkeley fell up with Spectra, and this year it was, Penn with a free rod, Okama with a free rod, and Berkeley filling up with metered line. What is that, $1,200 worth of stuff for $500 or $600? I don't get it. You got to stop. I don't need more rods and reels.
It's a smoking deal. Yeah. The deals they do at these shows, and Del Mar, I know that Rick's got some stuff that they've held back. I think yeah, the deals are just absolutely amazing.
Now,
Thank you for coming out.
Is Penn Berkeley going to do the free line fill?
No,
was a Costa Mesa.
That was in Orange County only, but there are some amazing deals for Del Mar.
I'm sure.
Hearing that was the case, that they weren't going to be able to do there, we have a bunch of Berkeley Pro-Spec, and we're going to, for every reel bought at Fisherman's Landing, we're honoring that same deal.
You're
but obviously,
it.
We're not
all
filling
right.
for everybody, but
wow.
at Fisherman's Landing, every single reel that gets purchased from
all
our
right.
booth,
from your booth.
We'll have our line machine at the show filling all the reels.
Oh, yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
There you
so
go.
Every same deal. No, we didn't change the price. Like, we didn't raise the price of the reel to cover our Spectra. It's the exact same discount that we had in Orange County, and it also will have free Spectra that will wind on in the booth for you while you wait at the show.
Wow, yeah. Wow.
And all the other, you know, free stuff that comes with it still applies. You know, your free rod you still get. But, yeah, we're gonna continue the show for San Diego.
Wow, you're going to have to just get another one, Mike. There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Hey, well, we had a great text standing by, and this one says, "Good morning, guys. I was up at the Costa Mesa show, and it was absolutely awesome. Now that I'm recovered, I can't wait for the Del Mar show, but this time I'm going to come with my family in tow. OC for us is the Hardcore Fishing Buddies, and I'm really excited about this one. My question for Bill and Mike, what kid-specific things would you recommend we check out at the show? Also, will the BD Outdoors team be there at the show, too? We scored on those $10 T-shirts. Thanks from Ralph and Menifee."
One thing we can add right now for that is that the good people at Plano are going to award a tackle box to the first, I'm not sure exactly, it might be 10 or 20 per day for the
That's
first kid.
Cool.
Wow, for and the first they 10 are, or 20 kids
yeah,
a day.
Through the gate.
I think it's 10.
Yeah, is it 10?
10, and it's a tackle pack, though. It's not just the box,
it's
I think.
It's not just the box.
It's a whole box and pack.
Yeah,
whole
tackle
thing.
Tray.
Yeah.
Tackle tray.
It was crazy fun to watch that on Saturday
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, here, have a free cool tackle promotion. Box, yeah. Kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
there was
cool.
There was like it was there were several kids that came by the booth, you know, that were toting their new box, and like they must have pulled at Brandon's heartstrings because he was like, you need a jig for your thing, so he was giving him a lure, or like he'd see one of the kids that had one of the freebie boxes, and well, you got to start it off with something good, so he'd give them one of their two fish jigs to start their tackle collection off.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And the trout ponds.
Oh, the trout ponds, the gold mining, you know, the dock thing. You can't beat that.
Okay.
It was a heck of a hit.
Talk about the gold mining, and here's the reason I say to talk about it. I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even get to see it, but Dallas brought Wyatt up, and that was his favorite thing that he did there was the gold mining.
Was the gold panning,
he has talked about it the entire time, was hoping that it comes to San Diego because then he can show brother the gold mining. Like, we haven't stopped talking about gold panning. What was – and I still am not sure what it was because every time you ask him, you get so excited, you start squealing about gold panning.
Yeah, the Route 66, which is like the local gold mining club, they come out and donate their time to the kids, and they have panning for gold in their booth, which – it's funny, you know, I know my kids have little pans for the rivers by us, and God, it ends up being such a fun experience.
Yeah, he loved it. It was awesome.
Yeah, the Doc Dogs thing is too, Saturday the place was packed. So they're doing like competitions every half hour, and then they have the grand competition at the end of the day. And I don't know if you've ever been to see that.
Oh, my God, it's my favorite.
It
was, yeah, they launch.
Probably one of the better decisions that we made bringing that in this year. What our goal was is that in the past, the buildings just get absolutely too packed, and it's hard for our vendors to be able to reach out and talk to everyone that walks by. So us expanding the fairgrounds up there, adding the Doc Dogs, trying to spread the crowds, we added a whole other area, another restaurant, the Doc Dog area, just because, you know, you get them too packed, and really as a vendor, I know from being on the other side, it's hard. You can only talk to a couple people at a time, and that crowd is flushing through. So it added so much to the show and was so popular. I was completely blown away. I walked back there and it was packed.
What a good spot to be in. Your problem is no longer trying to get enough people there. It's like trying to find things for those people to do so the other people can get to the stuff. That's a Cadillac problem to have.
Trying to get a nice even flow.
I get it, yeah.
You know,
but you do it. That's the thing. It's
interesting too. You walk around that place, the traffic flow.
Yeah.
Right. You know, there's some places that you can look down the aisle and there are heads and rods and receipts and stuff all the way down. Yeah. And then you turn the corner and it's just stopped, right? Like the San Diego Tackle Trader dude.
Can't even walk. Yeah.
I was actually joking around with Ollie. I'm like, Ollie, man, fire marshal's shutting us down. You got too many people in your booth. And he looked at me like, are you serious? I'm like, no, we're, but it was just packed. The whole place is packed.
$10 booth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our goal is to make it a little more, you know, to where they don't get packed up so bad.
Yeah,
and people can't
cool.
see everything.
Smart.
Yeah. Well, that was a hot corner then.
That was a hot corner.
There's a lot of hot corners in that show.
Yeah, a lot of hot corners. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Scott Sherman's online. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, Pete. Morning, guys. Can't wait for the show to start.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Exciting. Now, not far away from the big bottom fish tournament. We talked about it yesterday. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to call in. The early bird sign-up period is expiring on April 3rd, so if you call in and register before that and sign up, you get $25 off entry fee, and you get entered into the early bird raffle, which usually has a pretty good prize there. So it's an opportunity to get something good and join a tournament for a good cause, supporting Friends of Rolla.
Yeah, and it's super easy to get in. If you walk by the Let's Talk Hookup booth, you can just scan the QR code on the little poster that we have at the booth, and that'll take you right to registration. Or you can just go do it online, right, Sherm?
Yeah, you go to swycanglers.org. You can sign up right there. Super easy. You can do it on your phone, pay for everything, get confirmation. You're all good to go. And it's a really fun tournament. Starts April 18th. The way the weather's been going this year, it may be a really nice time. And it is an amazing event with all the proceeds going towards Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Last year we did about $25,000 for the cause, and we're hoping to do more this year. And we're off to a really good start with a couple of really good sponsors and people wanting to get involved. So I just wanted to give it another plug. It's open to the public. You don't have to be a member of the club or anything like that. So we'd love to see you down there for a good day of fishing, and then fish taco dinner with the day's catch, and you go straight into prizes, raffles, awards. There's a jackpot, the whole nine yards.
It's super fun, super great venue, and the prizes are unbelievable, too. And like you say, 100% of the proceeds to take kids fishing, Captain Rollo's Kids.
It's so well run. You know, I always like that. There's no delay in everything. You get back from fishing, there's such a big team of guys. They're cutting all the rock cods that got weighed up for the tournament. They're cutting them, and you get to have a killer fish taco dinner. And while that's happening, you're winning prizes. And, you know, because after a day of fishing, it's boom, 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 boom. Right. You have your killer night, and then you're back home again. You guys do a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. The only complaint we've ever gotten from people is that they find out they can't take their fish home, that they're going to the fish fry. And they wanted to take home some fish, So word to people out there, if you're catching them, keep a couple smaller ones that you're not going to weigh in if you really want to take some fish home with you.
There you go.
It's a good time, and it's a good cause, and I'm just happy to be a part of it and see if we can't do more for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
Yeah, thanks.
At the end of the day, we all learn how to fish as kids, and that's what it's about.
Absolutely. Mike, what'd you have to say?
He mentioned something that's important. It's the sponsors, right? We have a whole list of great sponsors as well. And without these people, a lot of this stuff doesn't happen.
It's
how you power your marketing and your advertising and paying social media people. And without these guys, it just doesn't happen. So everybody, you know, we're always looking for them.
Got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And same here. Yeah. We wouldn't be on the air if it wasn't for our valued sponsors.
That's
It's important for sure. Hey, Sherm, thanks a lot.
Make sure you support them, right, buddy?
Yeah.
Support
them. Good idea. Yeah. Hey, appreciate it, Sherm. Thanks for the event, and we'll see you at the Del Mar show.
Oh, I'll be up there. It's been the first time in a couple of years, so I'm really looking forward to it.
All right.
Hey, Sherm. All right, let's jump back into those jam-packed phones. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, it's 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Chuck calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Can't wait. I'm one of the ones that got in that dilemma last time. I think what was it that canceled Del Mar? The pandemic or something? Man, I got shut out. I was so mad.
It's back on, buddy.
What a great show. I'm ready. Now, is there going to be a map so I can plan my strategy so I don't miss out on half the stuff in Western Outdoors Wednesday, or is it going to be online?
We have the map online. We have it on our social media on Facebook and on Instagram, on sportfishingfestival.com. To be honest with you, like we were saying, every building is full of the good stuff. You know, you can come in and definitely try to plan out your day, but I would walk it like you do Costco. You know, because every time you turn around, there's something new. I mean, how many times you go to Costco and you go, I don't normally go up that aisle, and you take a turn to go, oh, what about this?
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Like they make a cordless version of that now?
Go broke spending money, yeah.
That's awesome. You guys at the show. Thank you, guys.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a good text from Rory in Lakeside, and he says, good morning, guys. Super excited for my first PCS show. Bring in the wife and three kiddos too.
Awesome.
Is anyone selling rod blanks and building components?
Absolutely.
Also, will there be used gear? Looking forward to seeing you on Friday.
So rod building components, Island Tackle will have an extra part of his booth for that. 310 Rod Works also will have blanks and components. As far as used stuff, it's not a big sector at our show. The San Diego Tackle Traders have a few vintage things and things like that. But definitely on the rod blanks and rod building components, 310 Rod Works, Island Tackle, we'll have a few of those. So definitely there will be rod building components there for you.
Yeah.
100%.
Now, I don't know if Bill and Michael like this when I'm going to say here, but you said you're going to come Friday. That's a good day to come. Because everybody wants to come the first day of the show, Thursday.
Crazy.
And everybody wants to come on the weekends. Friday's the secret one.
Friday has about 75% of the traffic of Friday. And Saturday has like twice of Friday. And Sunday's like in between the two. So
yeah.
I would agree with you. If you just want to slow cruise and enjoy yourself, that's probably your best bet in having a little bit slower traffic than our typical days. I would agree with you.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not in trouble.
You're not in trouble.
Okay, good.
You know what we figured out? You know, when we were early on in the shows, it's like, man, every day has got to be the biggest day I've ever seen in my life. To be honest with you, at the end of the day, everyone looks at their sales, looks at their numbers, and it all shows up. Sometimes it shows up bigger on Thursdays than Fridays. Sometimes Fridays are huge. Sometimes Saturdays are way bigger than they've ever been. But it all ends up showing up, and it grows by like 15% every year.
I love to hear it. All right.
Hey, I had another fun text. Says, I love these Let's Talk Hookup shows, and a big shout-out to Mike with the Jerry Garcia mention. He says, we deadheads are everywhere.
There you go, baby. I love you.
Are you really
someone
a deadhead?
Absolutely.
Someone appreciated. I like to hear that.
He goes on to say, where can I find the list of the seminars and vendor for the San Diego PCS shows? Can't wait. Bob and Carlsbad.
Bob and Carlsbad. Well, the seminars are, I believe, now online on our website. They've been published on the social media channels. I think they're also on the Western Outdoor News link in an email e-blast they just sent out.
Yeah, the website is sportfishingfestival.com. That should give you all the information you need. You can hit our social media. We're going to start running specials and putting out the stuff from the different manufacturers. I know everyone's starting to email us stuff. We'll have a little bit out today, and tomorrow will probably be the big day for that.
Okay.
Yeah, so the seminars this year, for Del Mar, a few of them, well, a lot of them are based around San Diego guys. Like we have
specific.
The San Diego Friends of San Diego City Lakes. Those guys are showing up.
Oh,
and
kidding.
You know, they do a little advocacy there for the lakes, and they're doing some seminars. So those guys. We'll be there.
They have a booth at the show as well. Yeah, when we found out that these guys are fighting to save the lakes in San Diego, we always want to bring
Bruce
in.
Smith and
yeah.
the company?
It
yeah.
is. Yeah. 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 Our biggest thing is, you know, when we have a group that we can help out in a certain community, you know, we want to support the San Diego area. So that was a big thing for us.
Yeah, kayak, bay bass stuff, the whole bit. It's it's all unique to San Diego.
Yeah, we talked about Fastlane yesterday. We spent the whole show talking about all the great stuff they're going to have at Fastlane.
He will have the largest display of Hobie kayaks that we've ever had, I think, at any of our shows.
Yeah.
And debuting the brand new inflatable that you can take orders for. It's available very soon, but you've never seen
it. So brand new, he didn't know the weight of it. When I was
listening
yesterday,
so
brand new, we did not even know the weight.
So, that's
cool.
It's exciting.
Hey, Robert in Canyon Country says, a great show. Lobster season ends this Wednesday. Don't forget to send in your lobster report cards. Otherwise, you get, it's a $20 fine?
Yes.
Something like that.
I've never not had to pay the $20 fine. I talk about how important it is on Let's Talk Hookup everywhere. Yeah. You have to do it. I sell lobster licenses every day of my life, reminding I make sure you turn this thing in. Not one time have I ever remembered. I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
To me, lobster licenses cost $32 instead of $12.
Yeah. So, the reason I mention that is Promar going to be in Del Mar?
They are.
Promar had such a great display.
That was cool.
At the show, and all the guys were there talking lobsters and stuff.
Oh,
like that. Even though it's the end of the season.
Yeah, they've got their jigging stuff. Lobsters. Yeah, they've got all
kinds
of stuff.
The Promar's got
that's
a lot
right.
of stuff. So, that's a good company. They'll be there for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, why don't we jump right back into the phones? And this time we're going to talk to Arnie. He's calling us from Vista this morning. Hey, Arnie, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody? Show sounds great.
Thanks, Arnie.
I want to give a big thank you to Bill. I'm the president of San Diego Rod and Reel, and, man, we kind of got our booth in under the wire. Thank you for all your help, Bill. We really appreciate you taking care of us. And I have one question, actually. for us folks who are kind of like me, they got two bad knees. Do you happen to offer anything like electric scooters at the show that we can get?
No, unfortunately, the show is all compatible for bringing, you know, wheelchairs, scooters, or any of that. But we do not have a vendor selling them there. That's kind of a separate deal through the fairgrounds that they would have to do, and we really can't control that. But it definitely is totally accessible to everybody, no matter if you're in a wheelchair, scooter, whatever it is. And just to respond to you, I want to say thank you for coming out and being a part of our show. Having the different angling clubs and, you know, organizations, I mean, that's the community that really is awesome to see out at our show. So we appreciate you coming out.
Good job, Arnie. Appreciate it very much. Well, I had a fun text come through, a quick one. Great show, guys, in Costa Mesa. We rope dropped the very beginning on Friday, and we stayed until they booted us out and had a great time the entire time. Looking forward to the inaugural Del Mar show. That's from Tony and Hesperia.
All right. Thank you for coming out.
Lots of stuff like that. And this one, Nick in La Jolla wants to know, what's the best day and time to go to the PCS, and can you bring the kids? Talk about the hours, the days, and all that stuff, because we're going to discuss.
So Thursday and Friday, we're open 12 to 7. Saturday is 10 to 7, and Sunday is 10 to 5. I would say any day is a great day to bring the kids. I mean, that is one of the most important things in putting on these shows, is getting the youth involved in fishing. We have two kids' trout ponds. There's plenty of room to get everybody in. All of the fun kid stuff will be there all of the show hours. So I would just choose what works best for your family schedule, and we'll be there to open the doors for you and welcome your family to our show. We really appreciate you supporting us.
Yeah, you know, those trout were biting.
Oh, yeah.
Just watching that. Yeah.
And they don't get fed for a period of time
before
we got
trout. Yeah, and then at the end of the show, the super cool thing is you take all that trout and plant them in a local lake.
Yeah, so the trout that we bring into the show, it's all catch and release, so we don't have to, you know, it's number one, it's teaching kids right away about conservation. Number two, we don't have a bunch of dead, smelly trout getting laid around in bags. And number three, how neat that we can put them back in a truck and either take them back to the farm that we purchased them from, or at the Orange County show, they were actually put in local lakes. I mean, I don't know how many messages we got. Which lake are they in? Which lake are they in? Yeah, we are not responding to that, just so you know. But, yes, they are in local lakes. I'm not supposed to be telling from the Fish and Wildlife.
And the guy, Mike, the guy Mike that runs it, the mortality rate is almost nil.
Really?
It's crazy how well
he's very healthy fish.
Over That's the cool. years, we have figured it out. The first couple of years were a little on the rough side. And then we have kind of dialed that thing completely in. And like you said, I mean, if we bring in 600-700 pounds of fish, there'll be 6 or 8 that die during the process.
Whoa,
I mean, it's
no
pretty darn
way.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
It is wild.
So 2 years ago, there's a I don't know if you noticed, there was an osprey nest in the parking lot.
Oh, I love that. I'm already pumped on hearing
that
story.
That dude was circling above the trout pond 2 years ago.
Eyeballs
we probably fed his babies a couple of times.
I love it.
Cool. Well, hey, we have a special guy on the line right now. I believe it's Dave from the Tomahawk. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. Definitely wanted to call in and say hi and hope the show's going well. And, yeah, give you guys the rundown on how this trip went, which was pretty stellar.
Yeah, I saw you pulling out on Friday. It's like, where's he going? Hey, you went bluefin tuna fishing, right?
Yes, we did. And it worked out well. You know, we had to take a pretty decent tour to the south and, God, ended up locating these things and, you know, was able to get it done for our passengers. Got boat limits and definitely a couple extra to take home for the crew. So the greatest fish is a lot of this 25-pound average fish with a couple standouts, 40, 50-pounders. So nothing jumbo, but, you know, you look at the time of year and, you know, the amount of things, how eager these things were to bite. We're pretty fortunate for what we got. And to add to it, we caught a Dorado on the troll. So
like, that's wild, good. Dave.
Mark the date.
I know. I told the boys.
The 14th of March, right? Mid-March.
First yes.
Dorado. Local dog.
I don't ever remember that happening before.
Yeah. It would have to be a Frank LaPresti.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
We'll have to ask Steve Carson or Frank. That's unreal.
Encyclopedia.
Yeah, that's him.
And I saw on your social media the update. You guys had daytime fish too. Frank, Frank Lopresti called the show and said that you guys were getting on scene during the radio show yesterday. He said that you guys would be on scene to the area that the Good Fishing had been in within another couple of hours, and it seemed like quick in the afternoon we were already getting updates from the boat of seeing daytime fly line fish to go along with it.
Exactly. That was the it was just an odd day. I told the pastor, all of us have to go to the store by a scratch on the way home. You know that? good vibes on the boat. It was definitely styling. So, yeah, having that in March, like you said, the Dorado, it's like, oh, I told the boys, do not fillet that thing. We're going to be walking up holding this thing high just to hold it valid. But, yeah, definitely good things to come, man. Beautiful weather, 66-degree water down here, and just, man, it really was a treat.
So are you on a two-day, three-day, or what do you want?
Yeah, two-and-a-half day. And next weekend we actually have a two-day midweek, too, which gives us that little bit of time to get down to where we need. We had a 2.5 day for next weekend, which I turned it into a 3 just to we could have that first night of fishing. Get there, have had a good time to get to the grounds and put in some work. So turned it into a 3 next week and would love to continue this and stay on this fish because it just leads to, the rest of the fleet getting on it as well. And again, sharing the love here. So trying to make that happen. Stoked you guys were able to take my call and get me on because, yeah, again, I want people to be aware. I know social media is doing what it does and a lot of good feedback there. So thank you guys for taking my call, too.
I just want to give a big hats off to Dave because the second that the season ended this year, those guys started boat work and were jamming immediately. I mean, the second that they hung it up from last season for exactly this reason. And, I talked to Dave and he said exactly that. I want to have the boat ready to go by March. The fishing season doesn't start in March.
Yeah.
Usually it's not when we're supposed to be ready. So those guys worked their butts off. The boat is beautiful. Did such a good job in the off season getting it ready so early for this exact reason. The whole thing was ready to go, and now they're reaping the rewards of being one of the first boats off the dock, and seeing great success. So
yeah. Congratulations
to the hard work.
Yeah, for sure. And Dave,
the
boat is exactly,
yeah,
beautiful,
yeah,
too. Tomahawk,
so
if you haven't been aboard, is just a fabulous, fabulous vessel. And so again, midweek 2 day, and then next weekend a 3 day, and there's spots available.
Yes, spots available.
All
spots
right.
available. Turning that 2.5 day into a 3 day, it's low to 24, and we only need 10 people to get off the dock. So, just at that, it could just be a stellar trip, load people-wise, and able to point at some potential. So it's starting, and we're ready. So
beautiful,
thank you guys
weather
for taking
beautiful
me
weather. And
yes,
if we want to book the trip, fishermanslanding.com, right?
Yes, sir, fishermanslanding.com or tomahawk.com, tomahawksportfishing.com, and contacting Fisherman's Landing to book your trip. Let's keep this fish going.
All right. Love it. Great
Thanks,
job,
Dave. Captain Dave
gentlemen.
Abraham live from the Tomahawk. Appreciate the report, and we'll look forward to future reports. Keep this number so you can call us and keep us up.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Will do. Thank you, gentlemen.
So you go on that 3 day next weekend with Dave. You can come to the show Thursday and then get on the Tomahawk and go catch bluefin,
right,
and yellows, right, and Dorado.
Get your
How's
tackle
that
on Thursday,
right,
and get fishing
score
on Friday.
Deal.
Yeah.
Catch a seminar, get all tuned up, jump,
yeah,
on the boat, and go get them.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, we're going to continue on with the Bite and Fish. It's time for our FishDope.com report today, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location on Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today. We got him, the Angler's Realtor, Yosef Hussaini, is on the line with that FishDope.com report. Good morning, Yosef.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing today? Morning, Bill.
You have any more of those $10 t-shirts?
I've got a ton of them.
They've been highly requested.
Yeah. Yosef was in the BD, yeah, Outdoors booth the whole time selling those
that
t-shirts.
That was the hot that's corner.
No
there
doubt.
That is for sure, yeah. People dug the half-off t-shirts. We will have them at PCSSD as well, I believe.
Right. That's awesome.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to start up north in Santa Monica Bay. Sculpin and whitefish have been biting really well, as well as the bass fishing, sand bass and calicos up on the artificial reef. Long Beach, Palo Verde, and Newport, the whole coast there, the bottom grabbers have been biting good. Sheephead have been biting really good. Shrimp, clam, and mussels have been the top bait. Halibut still continues to be steady. There's some guys reporting in fish up to 30 pounds up there. Calico and sand bass has been a little bit of a slow pick at Horseshoe and Isis Reef. Sculpin and whitefish fishing, as usual, is really good over on the 150 in the Santa Ana River pipe. Calico bass off of San Clemente Island have been eating really good. 3 to 5 foot class fish, all up in the boiler rocks. Catalina, Danny got a report this morning of some legal size barracuda and 5 to 10 pound bonita at the K20 spot on the front side of the island. The back side of the island has seen a decent halibut bite, nothing crazy, but they're still biting. La Jolla area, we did have some breezers popping up with the yellowtail, I think Friday and yesterday. Also very good whitefish, sculpin, and sheephead fishing. The Ivy Pipe is producing some pretty decent sand bass on the knocker rig as well. There are some people catching halibut off the pipe there a little bit, so could be a good day of fishing just doing that. Islands and rock pile. It was, I was out there on Friday. We did fair. We went 1 for 3. We fished both the middle ground and the rock pile. Rock pile seemed to produce a little bit better. There was some decent schools of fish popping up. Looked like about 15 to 30 pound fish. Some of the smaller boats actually did pretty good. We saw a few guys get 3 and 4. We also caught some bonita. Rockfish are really thick as well in the rock pile area, so that's good fishing. Boat traffic seems like it is increasing. The more people hear about this bite. Down south of there, Santa Tomas area, and around Ensenada, there have been some big bonita and a little bit of yellowtail around it too. Fish are up in the Salsapuedes area and then down to Punta Banda to Isolate. Bluefin, just like the tomahawk was talking about, there have been some bluefin showing up. These fish are out between the butterfly and the mushroom and down the beach about 130 to 160 miles from Point Loma. It's out west of San Martin. These are smaller fish, 25 to 30 pounds, with some standouts up in the 40 area. You guys just heard about the Dorado, which is crazy for this time of year. Fish must have been lost or something. But it shows what's to come. Notable, the water temp just outside the islands was 67.4 degrees, which is pretty crazy.
Wow,
that's amazing. That's hot, dude.
So good.
Smart.
FishDope.com. Of course, $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, $30 off using HOOKUPNOW. And, Joseph, what's going on in the real estate game?
It's moving. Slowed down a little bit probably the past week. I'd say I had a couple cancellations due to, I think, people getting cold feet from the war going on and gas prices and everything else, but as soon as that levels off, I think we're going to go right back to madness. It's still going. Interest rates hopefully will fall even more and increase this market activity. But moving and grooving still. Got a lot of listings coming up. Anybody needs anything, give me a call.
There you go. And how do we find you, Joseph?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can get me on social media at The Angler's Realtor. And you can get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com.
All right. And we'll see you, of course, at the PCS show in the $10 T-shirt BD Outdoors booth.
I am that guy, and I will be there.
All right. Thanks, Joseph. I will see you on Thursday.
See you, buddy.
Through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
It's truck month at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year on Ford trucks are happening now. From Pro Power Onboard to Blue Cruise Tech and the Ford Security Package, Ford's award-winning truck lineup is built with the power and utility to help you take on whatever life throws your way. From F-Series, America's best-selling truck, to the Ford Maverick and the Ford Ranger, built to take you everywhere from work to play. Check out the entire lineup of Ford trucks and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. or ShogunSportFishing.com, or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
The PCS show will be coming to Del Mar, and we will have an enormous booth. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out when you walk into the first building at the show. We saved our most incredible and exclusive deals for our hometown show. Deals never before seen. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale, with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS Del Mar Show, your best stop is at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time talking PCS show. Reminder, it is happening this week, coming up Thursday through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. I cannot wait.
Yeah, and if you want to talk to Mike and Bill, it's 833-288-0973. Give us a fish report. Maybe you at the Coronado Islands yesterday catching yellowtail. Who knows? Hey, 833-288-0973. Jeff standing by at the fan. You have a great text, right?
I thought so. It says, hey, guys, obviously I love the show, and I cannot wait for Del Mar. I'm hoping that you can spill us some secrets. Mike, Bill, what do you know of some of the best tackle deals available at Del Mar? I know Rick can rattle off a bunch, too. I'm ready to get pumped up. We're going to see you on Thursday. That's from Mike in San Juan Capistrano.
So, you know, it's funny. There's so many different retailers and different aspects of the show, but and we have a whole list of great sponsors, and each one, like Penn, has a ridiculous – you just go to the Penn booth. I mean, there was a guy on earlier who said, I don't need any more rods. What fisherman ever said they don't need any more rods? And especially if they're free.
Yeah, totally.
Right? So you go to the Penn booth. And they figure out, you buy one of their electrics, you get a free rod. Same with Daiwa. They have crazy specials. You know, the Shimano folks working with you guys, they have crazy specials. You walk out of the...
And Shimano never goes on sale.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you walk out of the O'Brien building and you walk into Bing Crosby. There's a whole Turtle Box gauntlet, right? They're going to have cornhole and, you know, food trucks, and so you can
rock
out. Yeah, the whole thing will be there, right?
Those guys got us two or three. I think three of the boys from the Tackle Store all bought turtle boxes up
Bill,
at that show because of that display.
His kids were fighting over one, so I think he bought six of them.
Wow,
those things are cool, man.
Yeah. Well, they were on sale. The turtle boxes.
Yeah, we have them up in the on the charter boat. Jess has two of them on his boat. My kids on their bath boat have a couple of them, and it's amazing because my kids will literally leave them on the boat. In the rain, not charge them, filth all over them. They bring them home, hose them off, plug them in, and they work like the day you bought them.
Yeah. They had one playing in their booth. It was playing in a bucket of water. Like, I mean, that, it's not some waterproof. It's not a little bit. I mean, it was
really good.
It was in water while playing for hours, you know.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, Ford's there. They'll have a big display. Shoot, Geico's building that big house, and they have some
San Diego County Ford dealers are Mark Wheeler and the whole gang are going to be a big part of it. They're going to have some trucks there. Yep.
They're
SUVs.
In the same building with U-Boat.
Oh, they are.
Yeah,
right.
They are in that same area.
Really? Yeah. Then you know they're going to show off some of the great cars.
Oh, I'm sure.
And some of the deals. Yeah, definitely.
And like I said, we saved stuff just for the show, quite a bit of it. Our booth is going to be double the size in San Diego than it was in Orange County. Literally double and then some. And, you know, we have a bunch of stuff. All of the things that we knew were such a good deal that they were going to sell out no matter what, we chose to save those for the hometown crowd.
For example.
We have a bunch of closeout rods. So we bought a bunch of rods from Majorcraft. Majorcraft makes these killer spinning and casting, like kind of bay bass, freshwater, calico type rods. We were only able to buy 50 of them. They're 75% of the normal cost. You know, we're talking like $30 to $50 for you know mid-$100 you know and low $200 rods. We were only able to get our hands on 50 of them. They're gonna go in a day. Like we could have sold them in Orange County just as easy, but we saved them for the San Diego show.
Awesome.
Same thing with Berkeley. We got these killer Berkeley rods that are like inshore spotty halibut local rods. They're $25, and this is a killer rod. Good, good, you know, conventional rod. They sell for $80. They're gonna be $25. We saved all those just for the San Diego show.
How about Seaguar fluorocarbon? Buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one free for both Premier and Blue Label.
And Blue Label.
No problem. Mix
and match. So I'll tell you a little story. I can buy Seaguar wholesale. I went and bought it.
Yes, less money.
It's cheaper to buy it at the store at the buy one, get one than I can get it at wholesale.
That's all.
We got a bunch of knife jigs, same deal, that we're like, there's no way we're going to sell these things out in a couple of days. Why go through the wait and the issue for us to bring them up there? We'll just save them for all the guys that are only coming to San Diego show. You know, pro rigged bluefin jigs. And we're also using it as like anything that we realized that we overbought or had too much of. For last season, we're going to take all that stuff and literally sell it at cost just to give ourselves space and room going into next season. Like,
awesome.
We're treating it how we treat Tackle Day, where we use Tackle Day because that's for us our big sale at the end of the year. We use that to expel all the extra inventory. We're going to treat San Diego that same way. Like, we're going to get rid of a lot of stuff well below. And then all the first run stuff, every single reel, 10% off, free Spectre wound in the booth for every single reel. We think it's going to be a huge show. We've got those Hook boots that are like 70% off. It's a really, really good show for us. We're excited.
Yeah. And that's just an example of one of the vendors
one
at
booth.
The show.
Yeah,
there's a lot of retailers with a lot of amazing deals. Like we were saying, tomorrow we'll start releasing from the manufacturers what their deals are.
Yeah.
All
and,
day.
And we share everybody's. You know, when Rick puts something up, we share it right away. So there is going to be a heck of a lot of deals.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, John from Mira Mesa wants to know, will CCA have a presence at the Del Mar show?
Absolutely. They'll have a very large booth directly across from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and next to Shimano.
Yeah, and they'll be promoting the
tournament.
The Star Tournament.
Right.
And
yeah.
And are they still giving the deal where you get the coupon of $25 off on AFCO clothing?
I don't know their exact deal.
Yeah.
I don't know their
exact deal.
But
that was what they had up in Costa Mesa.
Yeah,
so
most likely.
I think they're going to continue that.
They did a great job up in Costa Mesa.
Oh, yeah.
They signed up.
Did you see the numbers? I know you're on the board. Did you see the numbers from Costa Mesa?
Yeah,
they signed up a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot more than last year.
Yeah.
But what they noticed is there was a lot less of San Diego, and the people are holding back for this Del Mar show.
Yes.
So Orange County grew by a large number, and San Diego is ready to rock and roll.
For sure. You have a great text, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It says, good morning, guys. Can't wait for PCS show. I'm really excited bringing the whole family. I've really enjoyed all of the things that you guys have added to the show to make it family friendly. I was wondering if you guys could both list what your favorite booth or activity was from last week's OC show.
That's a good question.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
There's so many.
I know Mike told me his favorite booth was the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth.
Is that right?
Yeah, he said first of all, it was his single favorite. He said it was better than any other booth there.
We're going to have to give a political answer on this one. I would say the teriyaki chicken bowls was one of my favorites.
Yeah. I had those. Those were good.
They're really good.
They're really good.
The barbecue's really good.
I wouldn't even know. We work with Chris, so it's going to come off as biased. I wouldn't even know how good the teriyaki chicken bowls. We ate those soup and brisket sandwiches single day. We had the same thing every day. I told the boys, hey, we're going to go make a lunch run. We'll get whatever you want. What do you want? Every single day they said the same thing. Ah, brisket sandwich.
They're good.
I want the same thing every time. They were so good.
Yeah.
It was Mike? Fun.
You know, it's going to sound funny. I love the falconry lady.
There it is.
Yeah.
I just love going.
Do you love the falcons or the falconry lady?
Well, you know, the falconry
lady.
I just want to correct this before we go too far.
Actually, there's a peregrine falcon and a harris hawk. And I'm like I'm a nerdy, you know, bird of prey guy.
Yeah.
And
I love them too.
You go over there. There's something about being in the presence of those birds. They're just, you know, apex predators,
cool.
Right? They're really cool.
They are amazing. Yeah. But they won't be at Del Mar.
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
No.
Next year at Costa Mesa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my favorite booth was the Let's Talk Hookup booth.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise, right? And I'm going to be in big trouble with Tommy P and Wayne if I don't plug the Let's Talk Hookup booth here. We've been 1 hour and 45 minutes of the show, and I have not plugged the Let's Talk Hookup booth. We're going to be doing a fundraiser, continuing the fundraiser for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. We're giving away a Talica 20A. It's like, what, $800 reel?
Yeah, $700.
We're giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses. We're giving away a Torium 20, and we're giving away a 2-day trip on the Polaris Supreme in April for that raffle. It's $10 a ticket. I think you get 20 for $100. You get a free prize if you buy $100 worth, and 100% of that money goes to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. It goes to taking kids fishing. So stop by the Let's Talk Hookup booth. I know Wayne has t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats for sale. You can do that. But, come by the Let's Talk Hookup booth. See the guys. I'll be there quite a bit for sure this time. Because I had to go back and forth, I had limited time up at the Costa Mesa show, but I was there. But I'll be at, of course, Del Mar a lot. So Tommy P, Dave, and Wayne will be there. But I must say that the electronics section was impressive.
Oh.
The Baker Marine, Johnson Hicks Marine, Ray Marine, Simrad.
All those are national.
All those guys were surrounded in that area, and that to me was something you're never going to see anywhere else. The other thing that was super cool was the Seakeeper's demo thing that they had, the seesaw. Are they going to bring the seesaw this time?
I don't think so. I actually don't. I know they're going to be there. They're bringing their boat.
Yeah, Seakeeper ride.
Yeah, and Blue Seas
stabilizers.
Be there.
Yeah. Chris and Ollie and such like that. Yeah. But that's. I mean, I could go on and on, but there's just a few things.
One of the other, I got to go back. Bill, I don't know how he pulled this off, but if you guys were in the Anaheim booth or the Anaheim building at all, you saw the giant alligator, mounted alligator.
Oh, cool.
Coming out of the water crazy with the big teeth and everything.
I did not. I missed
that guy. So, I mean, I guess, you know, I'm not an alligator hunter. It seems now there are a lot of those guys. Alligator hunters in Southern California. The guy had the best show he's ever had.
Yeah.
Really?
So he's a good friend of mine from Florida. He's a big YouTuber. He has a huge following. And he knows me, and he's like, man, I want to come out and see what your show's got. And I said, look, you're a wild card.
Yeah, totally.
I said, you could come out and nobody talks to you, and you could come out and sell more hunts than you've ever sold. And he sold more hunts than he's ever sold anywhere. He couldn't believe how many people thought it'd be fun. Well, they do it on rod and reel, and it has a fishing aspect to it.
Huh.
I totally want to go.
But
so you go hunt alligators?
They do. They go out. Yeah, in Florida, they go out, they find them, they cast on them with treble hooks, fight them to the boat with spinning rods. Yeah, it's very interesting.
They kill them or release them?
No, they're you can release them too.
Yeah.
They pay for a tag to do it.
Oh, okay.
And
it's supposed to be good eating, right?
It's very good eating.
Yeah.
But the system out there, there's too many alligators, so the state gives a certain amount of tags to thin them out every single year. He's a part of that conservation effort, brings out hunters to do it. So, but he called me after the first day and he said, I don't know if I'm going to have enough tags if these people come through.
Oh, no way.
He had guys booked too many. One of them, I think, booked 15. Some guy from a big lawyer firm booked like 15 hunts with him.
Wow.
15 tags to bring out his whole law firm.
Wow.
It was very interesting. Like I said, it's a complete wild card.
Yeah.
Either
yeah.
people are going to love you or they're going to just look at you like you're nuts.
That's wild. What about you, Rick? Other than the Fisherman's Landing tackle booth,
trout pond for sure. That's my favorite. It's my favorite thing to see there. It was. I agree with what you said. It was totally biting. It's so well run. It's my favorite thing. If I have an extra minute to kill, or like my voice is gone from talking and I got 10 minutes, I always like to go watch the trout pond. It's my favorite thing. It's the coolest tradition. I remember fishing at trout ponds at the old Fred Hall show with my dad, and the fact that you got to do it, I got to watch Wyatt do it last year, and Wyatt and Waylon are both going to get to do it this year. So yeah, it's my favorite. I love that that's something that you guys do for the kids.
Yeah, my brother was actually out here. He lives in Oahu, and he was out here with my nephew who's just barely 2 years old. And we were filming a news segment, and we brought him over, and he caught his first fish, and it was pretty neat.
That's
I didn't get to experience that as a kid. We weren't really show people growing up, but watching my nephew, both of my nephews, my nephew Mitch last year caught his first fish there.
That's cool.
It's super cool seeing the kids do that. It's something you can't replicate.
We still have a rainbow trout wrapped up in a Ziploc bag. This is Wyatt's first trout that I'm not allowed to throw away. That's in our deep freezer. So every time we go in there looking for a piece of wahoo or something, there's a big dead trout that's still in our deep freezer.
There you go.
Came out of the trout pond.
You know, with all the fishing trips that we get to go on, where our wives are at home. Sunday afternoon, I went by the Anglerettes booth. If you want to stoke out your wife, go by there because they have really good stuff. I brought home like 6 shirts for my daughter.
Cool.
And my wife's like, I love these
things.
We bought
them.
Jeanette does a great job.
She kills it.
She is the OG
for sure.
Women's fishing clothes, and she does it right, and she's young and hip, and she's constantly updating everything. I mean, it is so cool.
And she'll be in Del Mar.
Yeah.
And she will be in Del Mar.
That cost me a hotel room
for
Del Mar because my wife and my daughter are coming down
because they want to go
shopping.
We bought little toddler dress that had a bunch of largemouth bass all over for our buds. It was really cool stuff there.
That's cool. Katmai Lodge will be in San Diego too. Charmel and Bob, the owner of Katmai Lodge, and we had a couple of spots. People got ill, unfortunately. A couple spots opened up on our trip in July that I'm going on in July. I'm telling you. This is the
coolest
trip of a lifetime.
Ever,
if there's nothing
like, is that
the
big rainbow trout one?
Yeah, well, big rainbows, big kings,
those,
big sockeye.
Those spots should be full by the end of the Del Mar.
I would think so. And you know, bears,
like 25 bears,
bear viewing, moose,
out.
One of the most epic. I've been there probably 7 or 8 times. I can't wait to go back.
It's one of those places that it's the total experience, not just the
total.
Exactly.
So Bob and Charmel will be there. Go by, see them. Katmai. You know what? What area they're going to be? It's a big booth.
Give me a second.
They're going to be there. And then I also might want to mention again Baker Marine. The guys, Anthony and the guys, will be there with deals. They had like $150 off a pair of gyros there.
They might get me on this one. So we both have a pair of Frasers, but we're going to get a new pair of those TSXs they have, and they had such a good deal. I didn't get much of a chance to be out of the booth, and I didn't find out to the last day how much of a deal they had on the Technos, the TSXs, and Neil and I are going to split a pair just to keep on the boat as a spare in case one of them go down.
Got to have it, yeah. And this is the best time to buy. Best time to buy a boat, too. Guys from West Coast Marine, they're going to have that great display at Yamahas and Parkers. And I know West Coast Marine Service from San Diego will also be there, too, right?
Yep.
Katmai is in 369. They're in the Bing Crosby, which is the second building in.
Okay.
That's where Fast Lane Kayaks
Salty
Crew and Abishar. Like I said, every building's got its unique special fisherman's access tackle. Yeah,
and then the bands. The bands are going to be there, too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. We'll
nice
have the
touch
same,
with
too.
The
bands and the music.
Out.
Man, you're like a pro.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of coasters and 2 tickets to go to the show. Again, it's Thursday through Sunday. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup. Coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
After a record-breaking show in Costa Mesa, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat and Travel Show, presented by GEICO, now moves to San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. This show will feature hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up the massive Del Mar Fairgrounds. Fantastic seminars and kids' free trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. It's great for the whole family. With the fishing season now here, stock up on all your favorite tackle or purchase that dream boat at incredible show prices. Thursday, March 19th to Sunday, March 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Shimano has taken trolling for big fish to the next level. Introducing the new Shimano Ledge Runner. They set a new standard for offshore diving plugs. Featuring a patented technology, the Shimano Ledge Runner offers seamless depth shifting from shallow to deep ranges while maintaining stable swimming actions, even at high trolling speeds. Designed with durability and longevity in mind, Ledge Runner is available in two sizes and an array of colors. One, its amazing features is ADR, or adjustable depth range, a feature that enables anglers to change trolling depths with ease and efficiency. In addition, the Shimano Ledge Runner has HCW, or Hydro Control Wing, a stabilization feature ensuring that the lure swims straight, even at high speeds. Be ready to hear that clicker go off with the Shimano Ledge Runner, available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get two additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time with the boys this morning. Okay, it's time to find out who's going to the PCS show as well as winning those pair of coasters. Do us the honors, Mike.
All right, here we go.
We have a caller today. Congratulations, Chuck and Dana Point. You are going to the PCS show as well as got those brand new Fantail Pros.
Yeah, right. Congratulations, Chuck, and thank you guys. Such a great show. We're looking forward to the San Diego Del Mar show again. Some big highlights. Turner's Outdoorsman, you said, had phenomenal deals.
Awesome specials coming up. Yeah, we're going to be releasing those this afternoon. We'll have Monday, all the manufacturers will be giving us all of their stuff. So there's a lot of specials. Keep an eye on our social media. It's at Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Mag or on Facebook, Pacific Coast Sport Fishing.
And the show hours are, Mike?
Oh, my gosh. Thursday and Friday are 10 to 7.
No. Thursday and Friday are 12 to 7. Saturday is 10 to 7. Sunday is 10 to 5.
Okay.
Do you not show up.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
no, I'm talking to the exhibitors. Thank you.
Oh.
Hey, thank you guys. And we'll look forward to seeing you guys at the show.
Can't wait.
Next weekend, Ted and Rick from Gamakatsu Hooks are going to be here. They'll be at the show, too, with Phenomenal Deal, too. And then Captain Frank Lopresti next Sunday. Thanks to Adam for the app, and thanks to Jeff and the Fan Studios. And we'll see you next weekend right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.